Welcome to the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast. I'm Amy Sikarski, Master Energy Therapist, Channeler, Mentor, and Friend. I'm so happy to connect. I hope you enjoy this episode. Welcome to the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast. I'm your host, Amy Sikarski. Today, I'll be sharing a channeled message from the Council of Light that took place in California on May 2nd, 2026. I spoke at the Soul Search Enlightenment Expo and brought the council in for about 20 minutes. Afterwards, we had questions from the audience, and some of those conversations and topics are related to dreams and also the clairgifts and psychosis. So I hope you enjoy the conversation. Before we begin, I appreciate all of your love and support. Please leave a thumbs up, 5-star comment or review. And if you enjoy this podcast, you can share it with a friend. Also, on Sunday, I will be channeling the Council of Light at Spirit School. You can join through spiritschoolonline.com at the Council of Light Live Connection. Or if you want, you can join the membership, which is called the Light Connections. And that includes the council, but also 7 libraries of past energy healing sessions, the full messages from the council library that has, it's the most comprehensive place where you can find the council's messages from 2018 to today. And it also includes a live monthly guided healing session. And May's was amazing. We worked a lot with the plasma light body. So check it all out at spiritschoolonline.com. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and this message from the Council of Light.
Everyone, hello live streamers joining us from wherever you are in the world, and hello to everyone joining us live here. We have a full house on day one. It's been a beautiful day one of Soul Search Enlightenment Expo in Irvine. So we have a full house here and hopefully a full house there. We're all in this space together, so it's wonderful to feel that tribe vibe. And so thank you for sharing your beautiful energy with us wherever you are in the world. Speaking of beautiful energy, nice segue here. My next wonderful speaker for the day, Sikarski, is that
you
right?
Got it.
Beautiful. Amy Sikarski. Amy bridges the worlds of energy and spirit with grounded clarity and soulful grace. You can feel it emanating off her. A vocal channel for the Council of Light and a best-selling author, Amy began her formal training in 2001. With a foundational background in nursing, she offers a unique descriptive communication style that makes the quantum field and energetic anatomy tangible and accessible. Amy's work specializes in advanced psychic surgery and soul-level healing that spans lifetimes. Her diverse mastery includes certifications in past life hypnotherapy, a spirit release, soul retrieval, and mediumship. She's also highly trained in specialized modalities such as chromotherapy, Vogel crystal therapy, and reconnective healing. She is not busy. Get a hobby. Today with Amy, we will experience a guided group light body activation to receive supportive messages for the group from the Council of Light. You are so lucky. I have to leave, but you're very lucky. Without further ado, let's welcome the beautiful light being next to me, Amy.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. I'm so happy to be here. Some of you are just amazing friends that I've met online, first time today in person, and some are new friends. So I'm so grateful that you guys felt called to join us. She did a great intro. I think the first thing I'll just share is a little bit of background is I've been channeling the Council of Light since 2018 in the form in which I'll be bringing them through today. And that is through physical vocal channeling. So my voice will change and they'll come in and speak with the group. I'm just going to connect in. You might hear me guide you through just a little meditation or they might come in and guide you through it. And then they're going to deliver a message for everybody here, for the group as a collective. And I guess I'm going to ask my friend Helen to let me know when. Yeah, if they don't come out, if we don't stop ahead of time, then it'll be time and you just let me know.
Okay,
perfect. All right, so I'm wondering, has anybody ever experienced physical or trans channeling before? A few people. Okay, wonderful. Okay, so that's really great. If you're on the front row, you might feel the energy. Just breathe and you can let it flow through. It'll be perfect. And what else did I want to share? I have a lot of specials. If you're interested in channeling, you can connect with me at my booth afterwards. And I'm signing. I have 4 books here today signing. And then also I have a membership at spiritschoolonline.com where I bring the Council of Light through every month and also do a separate energy healing session for the group. And then I guess I would share the last thing is I have a TV show, the Spirit and Soul Healing TV show. It's on New Reality TV Network. You can find it on Amazon Fire and Roku or newrealitytv.com. And my podcast is the same name, Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast. Okay, we're ready. We're ready. All right. Thank you. Okay, hope y'all can see me past the camera. Okay, I'm going to sit down now. All righty. So the Council of Light is an amazing group of high frequency star beings. I didn't even know what a starseed was until I started having flashbacks of past life memories in my own classes where I was trading energy work with friends. And then at that experience, maybe I'll stand up for this part. And then in that experience, I started seeing off-planet visions. I didn't know what that was until I had a past life hypnotherapy session and everything came through and I learned for the first time what a starseed was. This was in 2011. So gently, gradually, like little breadcrumbs, my awakening has transpired. And so, yeah, I'm happy to answer questions after. And now I feel like we are ready. Okay. Alrighty, so take a nice breath in. We'll let everybody just connect in with their body. Let the door close. Okay, perfect. A little musical chairs, and now we're ready. Okay, taking a nice breath in, and I'm gonna just, you know, invite you to come all the way into your body. So you're present here in this space, and you might feel the energy going down as you breathe, coming into your lungs, down to your root chakra, which is at the base of your spine. And just bring your awareness down your legs to your feet. And I can already see, so there's a network of light, everybody's feet connecting a beautiful platform foundation here in the room. And then you can relax your energy and let it flow down to the heart of Mother Earth, where she'll hold you so gently, lovingly, supportive. And then as you take another breath in, you can bring your awareness to your heart and breathe in the color green to amplify and activate your heart chakra. Breathe in the color blue at your throat. Come to your brow, and this is the color of indigo. And up to your crown out of violet, beautiful purple flowing into white light. Okay, taking a breath and feeling the light all around you. Golden frequencies on the edge of the room and on the edge of your aura. And thank you so much for holding a beautiful container. I'm now going to bring in the Council of Light. One moment. Yes, it is a very joyful opportunity for us to be here with you today. Greetings, friends. What a delight. We have come from far away. She is laughing in the background because she had a full day of travel. And we are feeling that we at times also are in such a distant space in another reality. But truly, as the Council of Light, we are close to those whom are here on your planet. And we call many of you family. We feel a strong kinship and we feel a strong dedication for the light working mission that you are sharing here with your family in the physical and those whom you have shared many other lifetimes with. There are many opportunities in your space of time to delve into spiritual practices, to access and remember your other lifetimes, your other realities. But we are sharing that the purpose and the reason is to create a shift on the planet that is allowing energy to flow very cleanly and smoothly, allowing your heart to breathe expansively, to feel the peace around you. And when you are in a space of contention or witnessing destruction and all the maladies on the planet, you can come through with a place of peace and reverence and compassion. First, it begins with yourself, compassion for yourself. At this space of time in your reality, you may be feeling strong emotions or thoughts that are on repeat, not releasing. You are wondering where this is coming from because potentially it does not make a sense for all that you are experiencing in your physical life. We are encouraging you to access the quantum field to connect in with your other life realities. You can do this with assistance, with guidance from a channeler or a friend, somebody to hold the space, or you can do this in your own meditation practice. And we say you can lift your frequency high up. Beyond the 12th dimension, you could probably stay right at the 15th dimension and see enough of the lifetimes of other realities that will be giving you enough information to clear karmic wounding, to release cords and frequencies from other life realities that are very complex. And like chains, they are all linking together to other relationships, to feelings of self-doubt or inadequacy. When you can release the feelings that would have you question your light, your truth, your soul frequency, you begin to feel more with the light of your soul, and you begin to heal through time the past realities, the other expressions of your light in other bodies. Some refer to this as parallel lifetimes. We say, if this is all new, begin with breathing and placing your hand on your heart, a hand on your belly, and asking for peace and love to surround you. You all have a very beautiful team of guides. You do not come in alone. You have your own council of guides. You have your star families, if you resonate with this terminology. Many are also here from other realities, realms. You have the extra dimensional frequencies. You have the elemental realms. So whatever frequencies you feel drawn to work with, we encourage you to do so. You are all very unique shining lights. And whilst you are unique shining lights, your messages and the frequencies that will shift the planet are united with the common cause. And that is why we are delighted to see all of you and feel all of you here in this space together. If you would like accelerated commitment to your path with the determination, the strength, and also the clarity of the light that can be with you, we do encourage you to work with the archangels because their strength is so powerful. They're very strong, and their light can wrap around a room and around a space to calm the nervous system, to give you a space of gentle capacity within the energy field and the physical body where you can breathe and then feel the light and receive guidance and information. If you are highly activated in a complex way where your nervous system is not relaxed, it is much more challenging to receive the guidance. That is why across your platform, your earth plane, you have heard through many traditions about meditation, being present, the honoring of the body, the breath. Here in your reality, there are waves of conscious awakening. And through the space of awakening, there are many times where many people individually and collectively shift their intention and their awareness, let's say, to what star family am I from? What archangel am I working with? Anything that is not of the physical reality. And we say this is a beautiful opportunity to expand your awareness to a truth that is beyond what your physical eyes can see.
Once one has explored these realities, felt a calling and the light build within their body, we encourage you to ground and come back in, because you are here in this life, in this body, in this family, for a purpose and a reason, very divinely orchestrated purpose and reason. And we encourage you, when you are feeling a struggle, to not say, woe is me, I must have made a mistake and I am abandoned. We encourage you to realign, to work with your chakra system, to find colleagues and new friends that support your spiritual properties and growth, that see the light in you, cheer for you, and encourage your advancement, dear one, because all of you whom are here for this collective purpose, it is as if you are holding hands across your planet, lifting the frequency for all. And you do not leave each other behind, because as one is struggling, the family comes together to encourage. And through many different lifetimes, you have played the part of an advanced being in your society, or the one who is very humble, meek, and mild. You all have great gifts about you, and it is a taking a turn, almost as if you are in a play. But over the period of many, many lifetimes, you are finding, you are activating all of your soul's potentialities. And many of you are very, very, very strong, bright spiritual lights. And you are in a reconnaissance mission. You are doing so much work behind the scenes, beginning in your communities, beginning with your ancestry. And the key element that will support you through all of it is compassion, truth, light, and wisdom, all in a bow of love. So in these experiences, if you are wondering what it is you should be doing in the next place, we say, stop wondering what to be doing. We encourage you to be. We encourage you to be present, especially at this time in your world where everything on your planet is very chaotic and very fast, very, very quick. When you pause and be in the body, it is as if you are calming time. Time is slowing down. The longer you are in the body, it feels, the longer time you are connected with your soul. And in that space of a pause and the quietness is where you feel the light of truth around you, and you receive the messages to practically help you in your daily practice. So we encourage every day connecting with self, eating healthy, sleeping appropriately, and surrounding yourself with positivity. Positive frequencies on your airwaves, on your radio and music, in podcasts. We encourage you to have positivity at the community level, in conversations and with friends. And this positivity is not ignoring the struggles on the earth, but it is keeping a frequency high so your system is vibrant and vibrating at a beautiful frequency where you can then assist others or assist yourself through the challenges, because you will not feel so separate from God. We are encouraging you to keep the light activated within your reality. Many call this space and time a moving to the fifth dimensional frequency, and we will share that because it makes sense to many. And in that space of time, we will share there is a future waiting for you that the present you may not really understand, but the soul level you is already there. At a soul space, there is no time. So in that place, when you are wondering or questioning your next path, or if there is a future for humanity, we are sharing with you there is, it's a very bright future for humanity. But to get to that bright future, many pockets of time and communities are digging themselves out of the depths of a frequency that is heavy, or feeling that they do not have autonomy, authority over self, or sovereignty. So within your system, on the day-to-day, making eye contact with a fellow being and hearing their words, listening to their heart, and letting them know that you being present is an honoring of the one-to-one soul connection. This is how you begin, little pebbles, little pieces of grain on the sand, then forms the full beach, you see, step by step, moment by moment. It is how you carry yourself. So we encourage you all to remember or to find those things that bring you joy and the frequency that lifts the energy in your body. We want to share there have been some who are worried because their life is a challenging and they are wondering if they missed the boat, if they are not in 5D, but you all are in 5D. The situation is connecting in to the frequency. And if something is coming around you in your life that you are called to look at, it will have you pause for a moment, question your path. And we encourage you not to bury your head in the sand, but to work with the energies on earth, because you can accelerate your advancement. You can release programming very efficiently from the DNA and from the body. You all can activate your soul light in the physical cells of your body. And in doing so, your chakras brighten, your clair gifts amplify, and there are little diodes and frequencies in your aura, a full system in the aura that can expand. And it is as if you are turning on electricity in the body, all the light flowing through. The stronger your aura, the more that it hums, the easier it is for you to connect with your soul and your team and spirit. The stronger your aura, the more discerning you are with your thoughts and questionings, you will be able to advance your awareness into the future. Your aura can expand into the future to see and to feel and have a knowing. And while you align your special thoughts, your very articulate, important, direct, and discerning thoughts, you can then put it out and it will be able to come through time, receiving by the frequency in your energetic body. We encourage you to breathe and to feel. And when you are inspired, to know that the inspiration is coming from you. And you could call it your future self to give you clarity and to guide a way for you and to remind you that you have a purpose and you are not alone. Because as we were speaking about the fifth dimensional reality and beyond, you here whom are in the room are paving the way. You are putting the first tread on the bridge to that frequency. And your little ones, the children of your time, 22 and under, potentially there is a nice pocket of souls on the earth, ages 4, 5, 6 to 22-ish. At this period of time, they are already accessing dynamic information for the future, for decades into the future. And so you are helping them to feel comfortable in their skin, to encourage them to vocalize and share their dreams. Do not worry how it will come about, because the advancement in technology, as you are already seeing, will continue to support their mission and their gifts that are coming through in play, in creative play, in dreams, and in story time. So we are very grateful to be here with you. We are encouraging you all whom have family who are elderly or who have already departed from the earth plane to know that your family, they are well, and many of your family members are also committed to you, your family tree, and the frequency of life on earth. So you are supported across all dimensions and all timelines. And as we say this, we again understand that there are frequencies that could derail or try and press against the frequency of, how shall we say, sometimes mankind has an outlook of positivity, and there can be energies that try to stifle this outlook of positivity. But we encourage you to look at it, call in an archangel, if you will, look at it and say, am I to engage or not? And if so, why and how? Best way forward to release that energy. Because at this time, you are all clearing a lot of frequency in the DNA that is your own from the other lifetimes that accumulate through the quantum field when you are born into this body. You are pulling in your soul resonance from other realities, and it also meshes and merges with the frequencies of your ancestors. So some are doing both. You are healing other timelines of your own and ancestry, And within this experience, it is returning more light and autonomy to you, dear ones, and your children. And the goal is for peace and respect on the planet. And the goal is for this frequency of autonomy where man can enjoy and create and share love. So we are the Council of Light. We are going to bring through just a little bit of energy, if it will be okay. We encourage you to place your hands up like this. Your palm chakra is receiving. We are encouraging you to put an intention and a prayer in your heart to connect with your own soul light and feel that light coming down around you, dear ones, like rain, gently flowing down. And you might notate that above your crown, about 3 feet up, is the beginning of your aura. And you might feel the light gently touch your aura and flowing down through your crown. As you breathe in, you are pulling the light gently in and down to your throat chakra. And let it just glide down the body to your heart and belly, keeping your hands up. We are offering an opportunity while you are in a sacred space with intention and friendship, where you can ask your star beings or the angels, your soul, your guides, you can ask any ascended master or source God to deliver to you a frequency. And at this time, we would say you could request 3 frequencies that will support you through this year and in your life mission. So taking a moment, and you can feel the energy coming into your body. If it is a frequency of hope, if it is a frequency of courage, if it is a frequency of wisdom or strength, whatever you are choosing, take a moment, dear ones, and feel the light. And these codes come and be with you today. Breathing in deeply. And then bring your hands in front of you together, facing palm up. Let the light of love and compassion flow through, and you may call in any other additional gifts that you are knowing are floating there waiting to be embodied. And you can also ask for your highest good, the gifts to flow down from your soul into this reality. And you may feel the light forming. You can visualize a rose with the rose petals and the light swirling around, feeling the rose. And then when you are ready, you can bring that energy to your heart space. Just gently float your hands to your heart and breathe. Feel it merge in with the body. Taking a deep breath in, beautiful. Through time and space, there have been moments where you felt alone and it was a struggle. So we are going to share some love back through time for the self of you in another life. To do so, you can take a breath of love in the body. We're going to access through the earth. So you bring your energy down the body to your feet. Hold for just a moment. Feel pink and sparkles, if you will, or warmth at your feet. Release the energy to Mother Earth and asking her to bring it to you across timelines, other lifetimes of the past when you speak linearly, sending encouragement to you in these other realities. And take another breath in, feeling all of the divinity that is here for you, being with you, and breathing the light down your body, putting your hands facing outward, palms facing away, and you can let the light expand across your planet to be for all in need, sharing grace and blessings, encouragement and comfort. Allow the energy to continue flowing from you. It has been a very beautiful opportunity for us to be here with you today, coming through in the physical in such a way. We are the Council of Light. We will be back again in a few weeks' time for those who are interested in connecting again. We are going to prepare now to leave the physical body, and she will be back with you momentarily. You're going to take a moment and let the energy continue flowing through you. And then be sure to be grounded fully in the body before you stand up. But take a moment here. Again, it was such a joy. We are preparing to leave the body now. I'm back. Oh my goodness. How are we on time? Do we have time? I feel like it
yes,
was.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, it was short.
About 20 minutes.
Oh, perfect. Last time it was about 20 minutes. So thank you, everybody. I'll stand up for everybody in the back. Hi. We're like right behind the camera. Thank you for letting me channel and bring them through. I really hope you guys could feel the shift. And what happens is the light that you call in can work with you for 3 days to a week. So you might notice your dreams are a little more active, or synchronicities happening, like we call them angel numbers, right? Or maybe you're thinking of something and then your friend calls and brings up that topic. So you just start to align, and all these little things are letting you know, oh, you can't make this up. You're supported, you're in your frequency. And when you find you're in your frequency, that's when you're really in your power. So you wanna be conscious with your thoughts, that you're thinking about the things you prefer versus what you're afraid of or what you don't want. So we always look to the solution. And that's how you can shift that timeline. And so the timeline is like an option. We have these moments where we can make choices, and then it's the outcome of those choices. And if you're working with timelines, sometimes in meditation, you can bring through the different options and ask to feel what this option will bring, or see if you're clairvoyant. And if you are new to this, then I just encourage you to maybe give it a few days for the information to come in and journal it out. Because a lot of times our guides are knocking, like they really want to get through, but it takes a couple of times to really grasp it. And when you're meditating, your brain waves slow down into, you know, the slower spaces. So it's like as if you're in hypnosis or dreaming, and then we don't remember everything. So definitely write it down so you can remember, and then you start connecting all the dots. And I've had many, I could probably talk forever, many experiences in my life where I've been working with this, and it's come to be true, like it all worked out fine. So I guess I'll share like the most significant one was what we were planning to move. I lived in Houston for 5 years, and I wanted something more nature-based and not chaotic. But I didn't know, and my husband wanted to change his job. So we just kept holding the space of nature close to our children who are grown, and a place that we could like just connect with the land. And so we had no idea, but then his company offered him a job in Arkansas. And now we're in Arkansas, which I never ever even thought of Arkansas. Like it's kind of to me a hidden little state I don't ever think about. So, but it's magic. And I live by crystals and fresh springs and birds and butterflies and flowers, like everything. I can go dig crystals like really close to my house. So I've had a stronger connection to spirit since being there, and realize it's like a soul reason that I'm there also. So he's there for career, but I'm there for spirit, so it's very nice. And I had no idea, so we just kind of put that feeling out, and then the option came to us. And that's probably one of the strongest ones I can remember to share about. But at this time, if you guys have any questions about what the council was sharing or something that could support everybody, I'd be happy to answer any questions that you have. Yes?
I'm really excited to chat with you. Thank you so much. That was a beautiful moment with them. And I wanted to ask a question related to the Council of Light and how people get to be a part or inside of the Council of Light. And I just graduated from Divinity School, and part of my theologian studies was learning about potentially that, you know, family members that pass on sometimes get invited to be a part of it, or they have access to be able to communicate very directly with Council of Light members. So can you explain who are they and how did they get there?
Yeah, there's a few. Okay, so the question is, who is the Council of Light and how do we work with them? There are a few spirit teams that go by that name. I have a friend in London, Bola, and she from Soul Bites, if you Google her on YouTube, her Council of Light comes from the star or the sun. And they go by the Great Council of Light. And I was talking to her and I was like, is this the same? And she said, well, where are they at? And mine are more star beings. So it depends like what collective you're working with. There's also beings that are ascended masters, like other councils. And so my Council of Light is here for everybody. If you feel the connection, like you can feel it or in your body or your mind is like, oh, this sounds really good. Like it's a good connection and aligned with your beliefs and your frequency, then you can work with them at any time. And so I would just say through meditation, I started always working with the archangels just to protect my space. So Archangel Michael is my go-to, and now Metatron comes in every time. So they have a strong frequency to like create this dome of light. And in that experience, because I am clairvoyant, when I can see spirits that shouldn't be in my room, you know, they just push them away. So it holds a space, and then you can call in the Council of Light and ask to meet them. And probably I'm feeling like for you, it would be great automatic writing, what thoughts are coming through, and just write it down. So that would be a great way. And like you're mentioning, some of our members of our family are still, they're on the other side, very active right now, supporting us. Especially I know this year is a lot of ancestral healing that's coming through in a lot of my own space and then readings. So that would make a lot of sense that they'd be with you for that. So it's a great collective of both at this point. And the council that I work with is here for everyone. So yeah, thank you. You're welcome. Hi.
As a nurse, how do you coincide with pathologizing the clairgifts?
Oh.
From the medical and mental health field, like how do you view that from your perspective?
Okay, thank you. So the question is, as a nurse, how do I organize within my own thoughts? I'll put it that way. The psychic abilities, maybe with psychosis. Okay. So if it is coming from a space of love and no harm done, and it's also panning out to be true. So when I do readings, at first I didn't do readings. I did Reiki, and one of my clients came in asking questions. I was like, I'm not trained in this, but sure, let me ask. So everything I got in that moment, it answered his questions and it filled in the pieces. So I didn't know his background, but it all linked up. And then later he reported to me that it all made sense in the years. So that was grounded in a way that we can actually process it and it doesn't cause harm. I had a friend who thought she was speaking to a guide and it wasn't, and led her to financial ruin. And she was really upset and the spirit was upset. And it happened to be just a woman who hadn't crossed over and wanted to help. So that's why I say, like, having somebody who's experienced train you. I had amazing mentors help me connect with my team. And over the years, just getting feedback from people that everything they're saying is accurate, I think that really helps. So the energy behind it, also making sure, like, if you have a reading with somebody or you're tuning in, that you feel empowered after, because sometimes if it's if it's a toxic energy, it will leave a hook to make you want to come back and take your autonomy away. So it's always, you know, how do you feel after, and does it make sense? And if it doesn't, you keep asking the questions until it makes practical sense. So for those who are having psychosis in spaces, they are speaking with beings, but they might not be the highest frequency beings. Yeah, at times that can be. So it's getting clarity and understanding upon it. You're welcome. Thank you. If there's any other questions. Okay. Oh, hi.
Who's Metatron?
Archangel Metatron. So he was Enoch in the Bible. And so he is an archangel just like the rest of them. So there's Michael, Metatron, Sandolphin, Jeremy, like I could go through all of them. And what I've just learned in my experience working with him is he helps with interdimensional travel and sacred geometry. So he helps a lot with past lives. And I know like there's other beings that kind of have a similar name or people wonder if that's, but I've only had good experiences like in over a decade. Yes, I believe it is the same. Yeah. So, and he comes through really strong. When he started working with me, it was the Merkaba activated. So I have a book at my booth called Starseeded Ascensions, and he came through in that one when my Merkaba activated. And it's my first time I left my body and went through in a vision. Well, you know, you could say it's a vision, but I really went to a star system I had no idea about. And then after that experience, I Googled and I put in what I saw, and it was the Merkaba, and then it was Andromeda, which I had no experience about. So again, that's like, well, this happened. I have no other way of being introduced. And so that's when he really started coming in my healing space. But he's like Michael, a protector for me, but truly like he's really good. If there's a spirit around that doesn't belong on Earth, he'll take it through what I see like a maze with a one-way door. So when I do clearings, he helps with that. So if that helps, yeah, everybody has their own experience with him based on your personal work that you're doing. So yeah, thank you. I don't even know. I don't have my glasses on. How are we on time?
We're good.
We're good. Okay. We have time for, I guess, a couple more questions if anybody has any. And if not.
Do you distinguish whether it was a dream or you really went to that level?
Oh.
How do you distinguish a dream from that? Sometimes dreams feel.
Yeah. Okay. The question is, how do you distinguish if it's a dream or if it really happened? So a lot of times our dreams are really happening. And I feel like when you come back, if it's a meditation or an astral journey or a dream, you just look at all the signs. Does it make sense in this reality? Are you remembering clear pieces of information that are practical and supportive? And so that was really supportive for me because I had a lot of the experience where I went to Andromeda, I had a lot of healing energies coming in. I was training in more advanced classes, and my instructors were like, what are you doing? We've never like seen this type of energy. And it was my star energy that I've been a healer in other places. So that was kind of like in the background of my thoughts for that period of time. And then when it came through, it made a lot of sense at that point. But when I woke up, I remembered it. And I think that's a big part of it because I was meant to remember it. And I could feel my whole body. And I was having a reconnective healing session at that point and when I left. So the practitioner holding the space could tell like my body was having an experience and just getting her feedback also. And then I have three really good mentors at that time. So I could bounce my experience off of them and really feel like, okay, I'm not making it up, but we'll just keep taking the experience and let it kind of unfold and see what happens. Really being curious, but not having a specific result that I wanted. But in the dream space is very similar. And like in hypnosis, you relax so much that you open up to these other worlds and memories, and then it can come through. And many times our loved ones who've crossed over come in that space, like the early morning or before you go to bed, because you're able to receive and not analyze it. And you can analyze it later. We'll just see what happens in the moment. So really it's kind of about knowing the experience and then what happens afterward, if it can make sense to you. Yeah.
Just thank you. About the dream, I was wondering if you can add to this. Mm-hmm. I've been doing a lot of reading. There's a lot of people online discussing the same dream.
Yeah.
And the location is like a big airport or like a abandoned mall, but it's very big and there's many of them and you just keep walking through. What is that? And I'm going there a lot. I mean, I don't know if you have or other people here know, but I've heard that the writing that I'm finding and people talking about it are all children that grew up between the 70s and the 2000s in the United States that were part of the gifted and talented education program called GATE.
Oh yeah.
And I don't know if it's the medicine they give us or the EMDR training that they were doing, but can you speak to this? All of these students that were part of the GATE program are having hangar or airport or
dreams. Okay, so the question for everybody on the like live replay is, there's a lot of people having a similar dream that they're in a hangar, a mall, an abandoned building. And what was the generation from
between the 70s?
The 70s to 2000s. Okay, so
in public K-12 in the United States.
Okay, public K-12 in the US in the GATE program. So I haven't tuned into this, but as you were sharing that, I feel like, so time can be like, time can split. And when a part of you leaves, it can stay in a certain time. Sometimes we have deja vu. It's very similar. Like, I'm here, but I don't know. This is familiar, but I don't remember being here before. It's kind of like that. So what I'm just seeing is there part of the energy is still there and they're going back and revisiting it, or it's a memory, but I feel like it's really still there. So they're working collectively. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like in another dimension. So something, and again, like to discern what's this about, it'd be like, when you wake up, how do you feel? Is there panic or does it feel okay? Like I'm supposed to be there. So there's just a few different things to talk about when you're looking at that particular group because of a lot of external influence. So yeah. Yeah. You're welcome. Did you have a question?
I wanted to ask a question about dreams since we were on the topic. So when I wake up from my dreams, it actually feels like it happened, but they're like day-to-day life things, almost as if I'm like living another life at the same time, is the way that I explain it to my family.
Yeah.
Like literally it was like, I was just in that life and then I wake up and now I'm living this life. And then you go back in the dream and I'm living that life again. And it's this question of, what is actually my reality? Like, am I dreaming now?
Right. So it's parallel, like parallel lives are splitting timelines. Do you look the same? Do you have the same name? Do you know? That would be interesting.
No.
Okay.
Like, I'm not sure. A lot of the same people are there.
Okay.
And a lot of the same problems are happening.
Okay.
It's like I'm more evolved here than I am there.
Okay, so for everybody on the replay, you're having dreams that are very much similar to what's happening here. Okay.
Two lives
playing at the same time, when you're awake and when you're asleep. I'm just hearing it's helping you find the best like outcome. And so probably what you're experiencing now, as you mentioned, is the best outcome. The other one could help you, or that life that you're experiencing is more of the struggle path. But it's all gonna come together. So yeah, it's just they're saying is like the lessons to be learned, the experiences to have. So kind of how they guided you to send love to yourself in the other life, you can do that. You can also whisper some guidance. Like, hey, consider this. So they just tell me it's our time, but thank you everybody. I really appreciate you being here and sharing the opportunity.